Welcome back to Money Mania, where we're talking tax season and what to do with that refund. If you really want your tax refund to have a positive impact, I'm bullish on Ohio's 529 plan. I always say, invest in something you love. Well, there's nothing we love more than our kids. So invest in their future and let your tax refund help. For as little as $25, you can get started today at collegeadvantage.com.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Welcome back to the Elden Ring podcast.
Where yes. All we talk about is Elden Ring for this full hour.
Oh, the whole.
Because we're three Elden Ring addicted maniacs.
Yeah. I am absolutely on board.
Let's go. If you don't play Elden Ring, fuck you.
Yeah.
If you're not playing Elden Ring, then where the fuck you at?
So I have a question. Is the whole maidenless meme?
Uh-huh.
Yes. Like, no maidens? Did that come from Elden Ring?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really? I didn't know
it
that.
It's like layered. It's layered like an onion.
Yeah, because it was no bitches at first.
Yeah, it started with the Megamind no bitches, and then it, yeah.
And then the guy at the beginning, he says you ain't got no maidens. Yeah, yeah.
He says you're maidenless, and I was like, what? Did they just come out at the same time? And I don't know. I didn't put two and two together, I guess.
Yeah, we know math is hard for you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, pretty much all subjects in high school are hard for me. Except for getting high and having threesomes.
Where you're the mattress.
I'm just a human receptacle.
I don't know anything except being a mattress for sex.
Yeah, me neither. Man, it feels extra quiet when Blarg's not here.
You don't have a loud Canadian yelling at us.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we're loud, but I feel like just having a fourth just makes it extra loud.
Yeah, it's going to be a chill. It's going to be chill today. Chill vibes, bro.
Chill podcast. Yeah. Yeah. Good
chill
vibes.
Chill cast. Dude, it's good shameless. This is literally the shameless podcast again.
Yeah. Weird.
Yeah, what
it's weird to think that we had like five or six episodes before Matt was even like part of it.
What did we even talk about?
I don't know.
Well, everything, because we hadn't discussed anything yet, so it was just like,
yeah, really.
What's your favorite color? Green?
like all the basic questions, yeah.
Yeah.
How did you start YouTube?
Yep.
How did we meet? Spaghetti or meat?
Ah, yes.
What animal would you be?
Squirrel.
Definitely squirrel.
Yeah, I know. You know what I found out the other day? Squirrels were planted in parks as entertainment.
I don't believe that.
No. That's the government's lie.
So squirrels weren't as abundant as they used to be. In like the mid-1800s, they literally planted...
They were getting fucking eaten all the time.
Yeah.
They literally planted squirrels in like public parks as like entertainment for people to just...
What side of the internet have you been going on?
Yeah. What kind of green
I saw it on TikTok.
Bullshit are you...
TikTok isn't the best source, but the way they were talking about it, and they had sources in the podcast, or in the TikTok too, so I was just like, oh.
Well, did you know that all birds have cameras in them, and they're made by the government
to
spy on us?
That's true.
Yeah, I did see that on TikTok too, yeah.
Towers cause COVID, so...
When the
birds they had sources.
When the birds dump on your car, they're putting a tracking device for the government on your car.
Yeah, I did see that on TikTok too, and so I just...
Yep. I saw this bitch twerking, too. Yeah, you saw that on TikTok, too.
Yeah. TikTok twerking sources.
What have you guys been up to besides playing
Elden Ring? Oh.
Elden Ring sleeping. And Destiny came out around
the same
time.
Yeah, and Beat Off.
So. Yeah, I've been
beat
playing
Beat Off,
it.
Eat, Elden Ring.
You guys know I go to bed early. I go to bed.
Yeah, dude, you've been streaming till like 2 in the morning my time. It's crazy.
But later than that, bro. Last night I streamed till fucking 5 a.m.
Whoa!
Yeah, that's 2 a.m. my time.
That's when you get up.
Yeah, what is going on, dude? This game is destroying me as a human. It's not only destroying me in the game, it's turning me into a piece of shit.
It's because you make a goal for yourself to do something, and it takes 10 hours to do that goal. You know, it's not GTA 5 heist.
It's so much fucking fun.
Yeah, it is pretty fun.
Heists can take a long time if you do them properly, which we don't.
Yeah, I guess we just kind of fuck with it. Yeah. No, but yeah, I downloaded last night, and I didn't log off for 7 hours straight.
Mm-hmm. I've got about 110 hours, I think, now between two characters.
That is wild.
That is pretty crazy. I think it probably took me several months to get 100 hours in Siege. We used to play Siege all the time.
Yeah, but when you're doing 16-hour sessions on Elden Ring, that shit adds up quick.
Dude, what the fuck? I want to know what the gaming industry is going to do. What are you going to do? There's no way.
How do you
to
stack up
with this? Yeah. There's no way to compete with it.
I don't know.
I mean,
it's just
any open world game, you just have no fucking shot.
It's incredible what companies can do when they actually give a shit about their game and actually take. Because this thing's been in development for a really long time. I think they developed this in Sekiro around the same time. And that one came out a long time ago. So they actually really took their time with it, and it slaps. It's really damn good.
Yeah.
I don't think it really set in how amazing this game is until I went into the castle.
Yeah.
That is when everything was like, whoa.
It's like a ladder.
Is that after you kill Margit?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I haven't killed Margit yet.
That castle, like, you'll get to lost that castle, in there.
Dude, yes. And walking up to it is like, holy fucking shit. Like, I'm playing it in 4K on a 4K monitor and okay, shit, flex. And it just...
That's funny. Dude, I just got a 4K monitor a couple days ago.
It is so fucking beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah, the game is pretty good looking as far as graphics go.
So much pretty fucking attractive. Fun.
I had to turn my brightness up, though, on my monitor, because sometimes it's just, like, wildly dark.
Oh, yeah, when you go into some of those caves, you can't see shit.
Can't see nothing, yeah. And you don't have, like, a torch option or anything.
There is a torch you can buy.
You can get a torch.
You could buy a thing you could put on your waist, too. That's just a light that's always on.
Oh, I didn't know
that.
You buy
it from Santa Claus, or one of the Santa Claus that sit around and...
Yeah. There's one, I think there's one in the starting area, and there's like a donkey next to him or something.
A scrawny nag.
The Church of Ellen, or whatever the fuck.
I never talked to him, I thought he was just like a boring NPC that did nothing.
Talk to everyone,
yep.
Get immersed in the story.
NPC.
Learn about the two fingers.
I skipped the cutscenes.
In the stink.
Try fingers butthole.
Classic.
Dude, we got invaded. I've been playing it co-op. Like, I've been trying to do, like, I don't want to do the bosses co-op necessarily. I like the big bosses, but I like doing kind of like the mini bosses and shit with friends and like exploring with friends. And, dude, we got invaded in the castle. Dude, for some reason, the castle is like peak invasion area. We get invaded so much in there. But, like, this one fucker had some kind of red flame around him, and he was constantly losing health, like, over time, but he had, like, no weapons in his hand or some shit, and he was just rolling into people, and he rolled into one of my friends, and he instantly, like, turned into a fucking root and died.
I knew you shot. Were gonna say that. Yeah, there's like a death blight thing that people are doing, where... This shit's busted as fuck. You just have to be in proximity to somebody for just like 3 seconds and they just die.
Yeah,
it's
there's like a sharp thing that shoots out of the ground and kills
them. Yeah, like Groot comes up and pegs your ass out of nowhere. It's broken. Yeah.
God. I got invaded and I was actually doing pretty good, like fucking this guy up with my friend. And like, I think he got a good hit on me and I was like walking back to heal and one of those goddamn blobs shot one of its things out and killed me, like, in the side.
Mm.
You know what I'm talking about? Those little blob things that, like, crawl on the ground?
Oh, the little,
those
look
can
like
kill you?
Balls of shit. They have, like, knives they'll stick out of their little sludgy sides. Yeah.
I've ran past them before, and they just, like, don't do anything. I thought they were just, like...
If you stand there long enough, they'll threaten your life.
They'll start fucking you up. Yeah.
Everything in that game.
They're pretty easy to kill, though, aren't they?
They just have a lot of health. You have to, like, burn them or something. You can't just, like, stab them.
They're not too bad to kill. They're just a little beefy.
I have a sword that has, like, a fire attack, so I think it just one-shots them because they're
what
probably just really weak to
with?
Fire. astronomer, astrologer, one of them, nice. Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, I did prisoner because of the gimp helmet.
Gimp helmet?
Yeah.
Is that the one that looks like a golf ball?
He just looks like retarded. Yeah.
I named my character Goomba.
Goomba.
What happens if you join like a multiplayer and you guys have like, let's say one of you has already beat Marga but the other hasn't? Can you like help them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you can. Oh, okay.
Yeah, they can't go forward, obviously, but you can go back and help friends.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
It scales the level too, so you're not like overpowered or anything. It like if you go in someone's world who's lower than you, it'll scale you down to their level.
Oh, that's kind of cool, I guess.
Yeah, it's very fucking cool.
Yeah, I don't
play
think...
Elden Ring is what we're trying
definitely
to say.
Play Elden Ring. Even if you're not much of a gamer and you want to get into something, you're just bored and want to sink some time into some shit, you got
to
play Elden Ring.
If you want an excuse to beat the shit out of your wife, brother, mom, dad, or something in anger, you got some controllers you want
to
break.
If you just
want
to squeeze your goldfish to death, play Elden Ring.
Yeah, if you're an angry person, play this game and get angrier.
Yeah,
this is the first game in a while I've actually raged at where I'm like, fuck this shit.
Even when we played Cuphead, I wasn't really like getting mad.
Yeah.
Like I was actually like, I don't know, it was pretty decent, I guess. But yeah, this game is, it's definitely like when you repeat the same process 45 times and nothing's changed.
You get the boss down to like Bee's dick. He's like got 1 HP and then he somehow pulls out some bullshit and you die. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the worst.
The biggest learning curve for me was figuring out the combat. Like, figuring out I need to block and dodge and shit, because, you know, I was just going in there slashing like a fucking idiot. And
it's
then,
not a hack and slash, no.
No, not at all. Not
see,
at
that's
all.
See, that's why I went with a mage build, because I wanted... You have to have good range. Shut up. Before we were on the podcast, you were like, yeah, that's true, yeah, you're right.
No.
You're
it's
calling
good.
Me a pussy.
It's good for a first time player, because if you're in there trying to like only get iframes from rolling, yeah, you're gonna get your ass handed to you. So
I like both. See, with the prisoner, I feel like I can do like a little bit of the slashing. Well, the majority of it is the slashing shit, but you get like a little bit of magic you can use too. At least where I'm at in the game. So
yeah, you don't really have to like. I mean, the first class isn't super important because you could just spec it whichever way you want.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But,
so fucking good. I'm heavily addicted.
I think what makes it good is just because of how hard it is. Like, the gratification you get from trying to defeat a boss 50 times and then actually eventually defeating it. Like, I haven't felt that feeling since I was, like, 6 and I was just bad at games and I finally beat, like, you know, a boss on Mario or something.
Yeah. Well, like, I was talking to my friends about it because we've been playing it till like 5 in the morning the past, like, 2 nights. And we're like, bro, like, we haven't stayed up and played games like this since, like, Modern Warfare 2.
Yeah. That's what I said. I was even tweeting about this the other day. I was so compelled by this game that I actually tweeted some shit that wasn't new video or something, you know, give me song requests. I was talking about how, like, it's the first time in a while I wake up and I'm like, damn, I can't wait to play this game today. Like, when was the last time y'all felt that about anything?
Yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah. You just
maybe Cuphead. Cuphead kind of feels that way a little bit. It's pretty fun.
Yeah.
But it's different. It's hard to compare the two because they're just vastly different games.
Totally different games, yeah.
Yeah, Cuphead kind of feels that way, too. It's pretty fun.
Cuphead just feels mechanically, like, fucked. Like, I feel like you're just fucked by the mechanics when it comes to Cuphead.
Yeah, it's like Adult Swim Mario.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. And it's like cute too. It's like a cutesy style, and obviously, fucking Elden Ring is not cute at all. It's disgusting.
It's pretty cute.
The starting area is kind of cute.
My character looks kind of cute. The prisoners look pretty cute.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I don't know. My guy looks like a skeleton warrior thing.
My guy looks like a Oreo cookie werewolf.
All right.
I definitely want to play it with you guys. I would like to, I don't know, try and fuck with like invaders or something, or invade people's worlds and just do like dumb shit and fuck with them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think that would be a great video.
Yeah, I'm down for that. I honestly didn't think I was going to ever download this game, but I was watching you stream it and You remember when I was saying
you didn't want to play it.
Yeah, I know, because I'm typically not the kind of person to want to play rage games or like things that are hard. But what got me to play it, I was watching you trying to kill Margit, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And you were doing it the dumbest way, and I was like, man, I feel like if I was just in this boss fight, I feel like I could do it the right way and kill it like instantly.
Yeah, you were in my fucking chat. Like I need fucking any more people in my backseat gaming I'm sitting here playing.
Well, you kept doing the same thing over and over, and you would end up with you would have to 1v1 melee the boss, and the boss would have like 40 health left.
Well,
you
did I wasn't though. I was trying different things because I was trying it without summoning the NPC at first. Then I summoned the NPC. Then I tried it with the Ash of War. And then I was trying it without using my magic as much. And I was literally about to do what you were saying. And then I was like, fuck off, McNasty.
Yeah, it was weird because you were doing this thing where you were spawning the things first, right? And then you were shooting your magic at it. And then it was kind of like a little bit fucked. And then you did the same thing. But for some reason, it seemed like your summon things like just fucked them up a lot. I don't know.
Yeah,
it was weird.
It's different. It's all RNG.
Yeah, when you killed him, it seemed like your summon guys were just doing a lot more damage, I guess.
Yeah, I try and do stuff different if I'm obviously dying a lot, but sometimes it's like weird because sometimes more like shit will do more damage at certain times and.
Well, there's funny. There's like critical attack in that game too, so you can just have random like big hits out of nowhere.
Yeah. Well, some bosses take more damage to like limbs and heads and stuff, so it's not super random. I mean, there's bleed buildup, but that's a thing where if your weapon does bleed, it's like an invisible bar that builds up if you hit them enough. So it's not really random though.
I wonder if Margit is like weak to something. If she's weak to like fire.
There's a boss you can beat named Patches, and it gives you something that keeps him on the ground.
Patches,
but
Patches of Houlihan.
That guy's in every game. He's a bitch.
Yeah, if you beat Patches, he gives you something that keeps Margit on the ground, and you can beat the old woman to death.
Really?
Yeah, something like that. But I didn't want to do that because, like, I don't know. I wanted to figure it out on my own. Like, I had a friend tell me that I could get that, and I'm thinking, I want to do it my way, you know?
Yeah, don't cheapen the experience, boy.
I've even been trying to not watch tutorial videos or like I've watched beginner tips and tricks like very early on game tips, but
the game literally is just like it does not tell you where to go with it. It's like Minecraft. You just jump in, you have to like figure everything out.
Don't you dare compare my Elden Ring to Minecraft.
It's nothing like Minecraft.
I made a tweet this morning where I said it's like RL Crafts with shaders. Dude, if you guys RL Craft is fucking hard. Like, RL Craft is literally like Elden Ring. It was fucking difficult.
Kill yourself.
Dude, you can be just... You go up and, like, break a tree, and the
How
tree turns into this
Elden
big...
Ring?
7 hours. But hear me out. Listen.
No.
And when I played RL Craft on stream, you would go up and chop a tree, and the tree would turn into, like, a 40-foot ant, and it would just wipe you out.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there was, like, random... You could mine this thing, and you could mine a rock, and then it would just turn into a giant rock monster and fuck you up. Like, RL Craft is fucking hard.
This guy is comparing
Minecraft to Elden Ring.
I'm comparing the difficulty of it. I'm not comparing the actual game to
I know what you're comparing. That's why we're laughing.
Yeah, it's fucking... Well, I mean, you guys have never played it, so...
Neither
obviously
have you.
Obviously, it sounds like a joke to you.
Yeah.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium-iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
RL Craft.
RL Craft.
I think it stands for real life. Real life craft? Or, I don't know what it fucking stands for. Whatever it is, it's fucking hard.
Well, what else have you guys been up to besides no lifing Elden Ring?
Any exciting news?
Man, we suck.
I mean, I literally like took a vacation from like work just to do Elden Ring. That's all I've been doing. So, that and Destiny 2. I mean, that
game. You took a vacation from gaming to game.
To game, yeah.
I don't blame you, though, dude. I really don't.
I mean, I've been waiting for this game for, like, 2 years. So, like, yeah, naturally, when it came out, I was going to kind of fuck off for a while.
Yeah.
I would be playing it so much more, but I feel guilty not doing it on stream because I want to... I want to make videos from it, so...
Yeah. I'll make a video with you guys, though, if you want to do some shit, but...
Absolutely. That's going to be fucking hilarious.
That was one of those games where you just kind of want to... For me, I just wanted to play it, like, off camera, you know? Yeah. Got to have some of those.
Yeah. That's why I did it, like, I did no face cam for a bit of it and just kind of played with my friends and chilled. I mean, I was streaming it, but not, like, actually streaming it, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
It was more just kind of just there while I was playing.
Have you had any, like, Elden Ring veterans, like, trying to backseat the shit out of you?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yep, that'll
most
happen.
Definitely. Like, oh, come and get this and do this. And I'm like, I don't, fuck off. I want to figure it out myself, damn it.
Yeah.
Yeah, when you're streaming it to, you know, 1,500 people, you're gonna see that.
Yeah, yeah, no. It's with everything. Just everybody's an expert. Everybody online knows everything and is an expert at everything they do, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, I hear you. I hear you, my guy.
How's the band going?
It's going well. I'm still...
doesn't sound good.
I'm trying to learn Logic Pro.
Hmm.
So you got a Mac, right?
Yeah. So basically, the reason I did that is because Andrew from Brojob has been using Logic Pro for 15 plus years, and he's just extremely proficient with it. And for me, I used to use FL Studio or Fruity Loops, or whatever you want to call it. I only ever used it for like a year, year and a half. I didn't really get super good at it. So I didn't want to have to make him come over to FL Studio and like relearn a whole new DAW. Mm-hmm. So I would rather go, you know, with him with a Logic Pro, and then I just learn Logic Pro because he's already so good with it. So if I need
than him is what you're saying.
If yeah,
ain't no way, bro.
Well, ain't I don't want to have to make him learn a whole new thing. Like that'd be annoying for him, and then we'd have to like.
Yeah,
I would rather go to his thing where he already knows how to do everything.
Are you guys going to go to a studio to record, or are you going to do everything separate?
For right now, separate. He lives in Florida, so can't really.
Well,
I could book
studio time somewhere and fly to it.
Yeah, like once you've got the album written, like how you and Slackjaw did.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean after the songs are made?
Like when they're written, you could go in professionally.
To like record
them.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Yeah, yeah. We're definitely going to do that. I don't want to just release like a fully digital version.
Yeah, that's going to be sick. That's going to be very sick. You're going to enjoy the fuck out of that. We actually just got put on the fucking heavy metal playlist of Spotify, which is insane.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, it's mind-boggling seeing like our song next to like Pantera, Metallica, Mastodon.
That's sick.
Like that. It's like, what the fuck? It's like Black Sabbath, Judas Priest, and then Slackjaw. Like, holy shit.
Fuck yeah. Yeah.
It mixes well with the names of the bands.
Yeah, Slackjaw sounds like what you'd expect to hear out of it.
That sounds like an 80s, early 90s like metal band, yeah.
Have you said your band name yet?
No, I don't want to release that yet.
Okay, all right, yeah.
Because I don't want people to like go to the page and shit. When we released our first song, I'll post the name and whatnot. What did you do when you had your band? Did you already have a song ready by the time you like announced it?
I'm trying to think. I feel like we didn't. I think we had a song, but we didn't release it. We probably should have waited, but no. I think I said something about it before we released our first song.
Hmm.
So it's probably smart to wait.
To wait and have something, yeah, for sure.
I would say don't wait until the song, like don't wait until the day of the release of the song, maybe like 2 weeks beforehand so you can kind of get people coming, you know?
But you have shit in the pipeline. True. Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't just day of with a song announce it. I would build that shit up.
Also, it's good to go ahead and get it. I don't know if you're going to use DistroKid or whatever to put it on streaming.
Yeah, that's what we're going to use. Yeah.
Yeah, it's good to get it up. Like, I think they want you to get it up like 4 weeks early, because you can submit it to be put on these playlists, and that, you know, gets you a lot of traction.
Yeah, Andrew is going to deal with all that shit, because, like I said, he's been doing this shit for a long ass time. So,
I got you. Yeah, it was weird. We got put on the heavy metal playlist and a playlist called Thrashers, and we didn't even submit anything. They just put us on there, which was pretty cool.
Hell yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
They must just have people just scouting the fucking, like, metal.
Yeah, I guess
so. Like, the metal genre on Spotify.
So what
is... Yeah, they probably have some kind of algorithm to where, like, if you're getting, a lot of plays or whatever, they check you out or something.
Yeah.
What is your, like, genre? Have you like, narrowed down core. One? Deathcore. Okay.
Yeah, it's sick. Deathcore, yeah.
Sick, baby.
See, yeah. I don't know, though. I wouldn't limit yourself to just that, because you might...
I mean, that's what it is. When it comes to the core genres, hey, you have to be specific, because the elitists will shit on you. If I call myself metalcore...
Fuck the elitists.
Well, that's the thing, is I don't want to... I don't want... Right off the bat, I don't want to start pissing people off. Like, I want to...
Hey,
like, I know the exact category of the music I'm in, and I'm just gonna say I'm in that category and just not make anybody mad.
The people that are going to be pissed off will always be pissed off. Fuck them.
Yeah, I think you should just do what you want to. And
but the thing is, I understand...
Release
I
a
understand,
pop album.
I understand the genre I'm in. I have no reason to call myself another genre. Deathcore is a specific genre, and that's exactly what I'm going for.
Well,
you know, if I was black metal,
just,
I wouldn't call myself.
No, I was just saying
80s
rock.
Don't box yourself in, you know.
Yeah, don't box yourself into one genre, because you might like write a song that's. I'm just saying that because, you know, if you limit yourself to one genre, and then let's say like, fucking 2 years from now or something, you write something that's maybe more heavy metal, or maybe you write a thrash song. Then, you know, if you like it, then you should like it for that, because you wrote it, and not try and box yourself into one set narrative.
Right. Don't bring your Siege mindset into this, Eric.
Well, I don't...
That's all I was trying... I wasn't, like, shit-talking or nothing. I was just saying I wouldn't limit yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you're a very creative person, and I could see you doing a whole lot more than just one genre forever.
Well, because you have that...
You might want to do a fucking folk song, baby. Fuck it.
Yeah, you got that blues voice, too,
I'm okay.
Baby.
Mm-hmm. I'm okay with being... I mean, I could easily go do, like... I can easily make a fucking Van Halen tribute band, but I don't want to do that.
Man, I know that got that Creole in him.
Yeah!
I know that deathcore is a very popular genre, and it has been for a long time, and it's recently made a huge comeback. And that's why I'm going for that.
Yep. Throw some of that Cajun funk on that deathcore.
No, I'm not...
Wait, put a little slide guitar solo
in
there.
Eat a raw crawdad on stage.
Dude, yeah.
Bite the
just
head
have
off.
A heavy-ass breakdown and then go into some bluegrass.
You know what I was thinking about doing?
I'll play a banjo solo on one of your songs if you want.
I was thinking about doing a burp, like, for a breakdown and in, like, a future song. Because I can do this really low guttural burp if I have like, a really carbonated drink.
Oh,
and, like, on stage, it'd be sick because I could, like... Like, I could hear the breakdown coming, and then, like, one of the guys will, like, hand me, like, a fucking Sprite or something.
I was going to ask, how are you going to recreate that live? But I know your fucking intestines, it'd be no problem for you.
Yeah.
You just start chugging it, like, two measures before the breakdown, start powering up.
Yeah, that'd be hilarious. And literally nobody has ever done that, so I feel like that'd be perfect. You'd be like, oh my God, have you heard the song where this guy just fucking burps in the breakdown?
It goes so hard, bro.
You're so hard.
People just mosh pitting to you, just puking your guts out on the mic. Because
it's like a lot of that music, you can do like a guttural.
Yeah.
Like a low. So if I can do that with just a burp, people would be like crazy over the burp sound. I don't know.
Are you going to try to learn metal vocals too, or are you just going to leave that to...
No. Probably just play guitar.
Just guitar.
Okay.
Just guitar, yeah.
Fair enough.
Nothing wrong with that. Just a little guitar. Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that at all.
Yeah, I ordered a custom, like, long scale 7-string from... Have you guys ever heard of Balaguer?
No.
Guitars?
Let me look. Well, how do you spell it? Let me see. I might.
B A L A G U E R. They make a lot of like.
B A L A G U R A?
G U E R.
G U
E R. Balaguer. But they make like a lot of like older looking guitars, but they're like modern. So it'd be like a 7-string like Fender Jazzmaster with fucking Fishman Moderns in it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like locking tuners.
Oh, this is sick. No, I don't know if I've ever heard of these guys.
Yeah, they make pretty good guitars. I hit them up on one of the reasons I ended up ordering with them is I messaged them on Instagram. I was like, hey, because they only have like a couple actual like production models, but they mostly do like custom. You can like go on there and make your own custom guitar, kind of like how Halo was.
Yeah,
but not as expensive. And I hit him up. I was like, hey, is there any way I can like pay extra for like an expedited process? And they were like, no, our usual time is between like 4 and 6 months. And we don't like to do expedited things because we want to make sure that every guitar we get out is of the highest quality. And when I heard that, I was like, yeah, I'm ordering from you guys. Like, clearly you care about what you're putting out. So,
yeah, no, I never heard of these guys before.
Yeah, sick. they have a few artists. I can't remember. Let me check real quick.
Like with signature guitars.
Yeah, I'm looking at their website now.
Oh, I see. Our artists.
Nice, yeah. Casia Strain. Fuck yeah. Spirit Box.
Casia Strain.
Earth Crisis. Atreyu, yeah. Damn. Dragged Under. Fuck yeah.
Yeah, they have a lot of people on their team, which is pretty cool. And I like that they don't... Like, they have a good amount of people, but they don't have, like, a shit ton of people. Like, if you go to... You know Solar Guitars, like Ole England's guitar company?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
If you go to his artist page, there is like, you have to scroll for like 30 minutes by the time you reach the bottom. It is like an ungodly amount of people. And the reason I don't like that is because if you become an artist on a team, like on a brand, like you don't know where your priority is set. Because if there's 900 other people on the team with you, it's like you could ask for something and not hear back from them for fucking months. So it's cool to be on like a team of people that are, you know, they don't have to deal with a 1,500 people, yeah. People a day.
Cool.
Also,
there it is. That's the burp.
So metal. Record that. So metal, bro.
That wasn't guttural.
Track that.
Just a burp. That was a half of a salami sandwich burp.
I don't know if I would ever sign to a, like a specific...
Oh, you don't have to sign. You don't have to sign. It's mostly like when you're like an artist with a company, they... Well, I guess you do sign because they pay you to play.
I was just saying in general. I'm not saying like for your situation. I was just saying I don't know who I would sign to if I was able to get like custom shit.
ESP probably, like, right? Isn't that like your favorite brand?
Fuck yeah, that'd be amazing. But well, there you go. I don't know. The world of music, I'm still like the whole industry side of shit. It's so foreign to me. Like, mm-hmm. I'm still trying to figure out a lot.
Yeah.
Like, there's a lot of shit. Like, we do everything independently with Slackjaw, so everything we get is paid for by us. Like, it's a weird way to do it, I guess. I mean, it's not a weird way.
It's
kind of
nice, though, in a way, because you have the freedom to do whatever the hell you want.
Yeah.
So,
you don't have to rely on other people.
I wish we had someone that could help us book shows and, like, maybe, like, plan shows and shit, but I don't know.
You'll need a manager or something.
Why don't you hire a manager and just use, like, your YouTube money to, like, pay him every month?
Yeah, that'd be nice. I don't know who I would even contact for something like that, though.
That is a good question. Where do you find this person?
Yeah, where the fuck do you find the person to help you do that?
Go on Twitter and be like, hey, looking for a new manager.
Yeah, I'm sure that'll go well.
Business.
I don't even think it's a manager, though. I think it's more of like a promoter, right? Wouldn't it be a promoter?
But you would need somebody that has good contacts.
That's the thing, exactly. Yeah. You got to find somebody who's already been doing this for years.
You know, you can't hire like a kid right out of high school that's like, you know, that doesn't know what the fuck he's doing.
Somebody that can help us get on some bills with, you know, other bands and shit. Because right now everything's being done by me. So I'm like sending out all the emails and shit. So, yeah, it's a
You
process.
Can ask Andrew. That's why I'm kind of relying on him to just, like, do all of that stuff because he's already done it a million times and he knows how to do it. I feel like I'm kind of taking over, like, the creative side of it, and he's kind of doing, like, the
business.
The mm-hmm. shit that I don't know how to do and I don't really have connections. Because he has, like, connections with these people, you know?
Yeah.
I don't.
We have a show Friday night, actually.
Really?
Oh, shit.
Yep.
Just like in your town?
It's in Spartanburg.
Spartanburg?
Spartanburg, South Carolina, baby.
Is it like a Jewish Spartan?
Yes.
It's like Mr. Chief, if he was Jewish.
We got any motherfuckers that live in Spartanburg listening to the podcast?
Yeah. I doubt
out
it.
Out in the boonies, baby.
Is that even a real place?
We got a goddamn Waffle House and a Miami Grill in that bitch.
Ooh. Technologically advanced out there in Spartanburg.
They have a house made out of waffles?
Yeah.
That would be sick, dude.
I would. I'd eat the house.
Yeah.
And then I'd come.
Yeah.
McNasty, our goal is to get our bands booked on the same festival.
Oh, that'd be sick.
That would be sick, yeah.
We got to play the same festival.
We're kind of in the same realm, too, of like, I mean,
oh,
rock.
Oh, fuck yeah. Yeah, fuck yeah. Heavy metal, deathcore, what? Dude, I don't even know what genre I would label my shit. Because it's like we could do one song that's fast, one song that's slow. Just, I don't know what genre it would be.
Yeah, I don't know. I would just say metal. Like, I wouldn't even try and say, like, heavy metal or prog metal or anything weird. I would just say metal.
Try and do a little bit of everything.
Look, like, if I heard you...
Go ahead.
If I heard your song, like one of your songs on like rock radio, I would just be like, oh, yeah, this fits.
Just a metal band, yeah, generally.
Yeah.
They put one of our like slower songs on the Thrasher playlist on Spotify, and I was like, that's strange.
Really?
Yeah, it probably made all the thrash metal people like, what the fuck? Ugh. Get this out of here. Yeah, it's not 200 BPM.
Yeah,
I was stabbing the fuck out of my wife to this, and then this slow song came on. It really killed the vibe. What the fuck?
The song with organ came on, and I was just like, ugh.
Yeah, that'd be sick. Hey!
Bless you! Bless you! If you sneeze during this podcast, bless you.
Yeah.
You guys really ain't done shit, huh?
I played Elden Ring. Have you guys played Elden Ring?
Me and Dew's life are just like, we don't really have a whole lot going on. Dew has more going on than I do, honestly.
Well, COVID really kind of shut my IRL life down.
I'm saying, every once in a while you go outside, I'm just like a fucking shut-in.
I actually used to do a lot of stuff, but COVID like really turned me into a homebody because I was just, you know, I still live with my parents and I'm just trying to not kill them and shit, so...
Aren't they all satiated? What is the word?
Satiated?
Indoctrinated?
The creature is docile.
Aren't they all indoctrinated?
Yes, they are indoctrinated by Dr. They Fauci. They got
vaccinated. That's the word.
Yes. Aren't they, what's the word? Fuck, it just left. Ordained. They've been ordained by God.
They have the holy protection of the government.
So if everybody in your family's vaccinated, why are you free to go out?
Just because they're omega high risk, so the vaccine may not be super good for them in the end, so I just...
Isn't the vaccine 100% like...
No, it ain't 100% nothing.
Well, I mean, it's not 100% prevent you from getting COVID, but isn't it 100% prevent you from going to the hospital?
No, absolutely
no,
not.
I don't think so, no. I think it just helps reduce symptoms, maybe?
Yeah, you get less sick, you transmit it less, and all that shit, but... Yeah, I don't know. It's just Delta was pretty bad, and so
disclaimer: we have no fucking idea what we're talking about.
Yeah,
disclaimer.
Chat.
So,
yeah, hold off on your comments. We're retarded.
I don't watch the news.
Dave Chappelle.
I don't watch the news.
Bob
I don't
Saget.
Hassan.
Dude, I'm gonna be honest. Our generation, bro. Watching the news is just like, you ever just like go over to a relative's house and they just have the news on and you're like, what the fuck are you watching?
So you want to be depressed, huh? That you just
but at the same time the internet, the news is also kind of fucking retarded. Like, I have had a couple of dumb moments, especially on this podcast, where I've like believed the wrong thing. Like, obviously when like the whole Hassan thing, like I didn't really believe that, but I said it so confidently that it made it seem like I was just like for sure.
Yeah.
But it was just like, it's kind of like, sometimes I hear things, right? I'll hear something, and it'll come from what I think is a credible source, and then I'll kind of just spew it out of my fucking stupid mouth.
Yeah, you're going to get yourself in like, trouble, big guy. One of
these
days. And
then I'm like, Well, I mean, some of it is opinion-based, too.
You just out here slandering motherfuckers.
I do. I have a problem with that sometimes, yeah. I'll just be like, man, did you hear about, like... SpongeBob has like been doing heroin and stuff. Like,
no, that's true. Actually, that was confirmed by Nickelodeon.
Yep, Hassan said that.
Yeah, Hassan.
Hassan's
Dave Chappelle said
source.
That in his last special.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like to live my life on the very skeptical realm of things.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You do.
I don't know. It's like people will watch the news or something, be like, oh my God, dude, did you hear? The water towers, they're coming to life. And then it's like, I go home and I'm like, man, you know what? I'm not worried about anything right now. I'm just alive.
Yeah.
And then everything's out of my control. And I'm chilling.
Yeah. You can be a lot happier if you just don't watch the news. It's incredible.
Yeah.
I can't even remember last time. I mean, I guess the last time I lived with my parents was the last time I watched the news.
It's all fear-mongering, all fear-mongering bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
It really is.
Yep.
I mean, unless you watch, like, morning. I feel like morning news isn't really that bad.
Yeah, when you're drinking your cup of coffee and you're like, oh, look at this cute little dog doing a
card trick. Yep. That's the good shit.
Yeah. But then you watch, like, nightly news and it's like,
just like
man was killed by a dog.
Dog doing card tricks mutilates man.
Flicks card too fast, cuts his jugular vein.
Tries to do CPR on
the magician
on the
told
man.
Me to take any card, so I stole his credit card.
Oh my God. Where's Blarg? I miss him. Blarg is a very good, I noticed when we do these podcasts without him, he's very good at, like, continuing on with, like, a good topic, you know? I feel like we kind of just have a lot of weird, awkward
Shut
pauses
up,
sometimes.
Bitch.
Yeah.
This is real, dude. It's raw.
This is
real.
How real conversations go. Normal
you
conversations
wish you
don't aren't.
Blarg, come back. I miss you.
Or maybe if you use that thing in between your noggin to think of something to talk about.
I got something to talk about. Use code goons down in the description.
You code goons and you could
code goons. So I can make money.
Here.
Get yourself here. Some of that deadly powder in you, boy.
Yeah.
Code goons. Code goons.
Can we give them any news about that? About the G-Sup shit?
No.
No?
I just wait until
McNasty's just gatekeeping. McNasty's gatekeeping all the cool news.
I don't want to. I
have
want
some
to
cool
like
stuff I could talk about in like a month or two, but I'm on. It's under wraps for now.
Right now, we're very uncool.
Yeah, I've never been cool.
We've just been Elden Ring boys.
Elden ringing it up. Elden chicken ringing it up.
It's been honestly really fucking nice to just like not be on social media. Just not have to work on nothing, just, you know, it's like that meme of, like, you come home from high school, you start up your Xbox, you play Black Ops 1, no responsibilities, life is good. It's been like that.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It's been really nice.
Yeah, I know everyone was freaking out, what was it, yesterday, because Discord and Spotify were down, and it's like, you fucking moron. Yeah. It's like, go take a walk.
Yeah.
Holy
what am
shit.
I gonna do? What am I going to do? 2 hours without Discord and Spotify. Oh, my God.
How will my Discord kitten be? I have to check on her. Fuck.
That's what I imagine. The people that freak out are the people that are, like, they're in, like, Discord communities and shit like that. It's like, God.
If you live
go
on
Go take
Discord,
a breath of fresh air, you goddamn fucker.
Dunkin' Cold Coffee can be brewed at home in your Keurig coffee maker with Dunkin' Cold K-Cup Pods. Just brew it hot over ice and enjoy flavor that's crafted to serve cold. The home with Duncan is where you want to be.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
I don't really get the hype over Spotify. I can live without Spotify for. I don't really listen to Spotify all that much, honestly.
It's really situational for me. It's like when I'm working out or like editing something, but like, that's it. I don't have it on like all day.
I use Spotify when I drive, just like to listen to music.
You know what I don't get is people how. I don't understand how people can listen to Spotify and edit. I can never do that.
Yeah, I have it on when I subtitle. I just have to turn it down a little bit.
It would fuck with my brain. Like I would start typing out the lyrics instead of
actually
what's going on in the video.
I think I definitely have ADHD. I don't know about you guys, but...
Oh, fucking big time I have ADHD.
I think I have ADHD, without a doubt.
I think
I was diagnosed with ADHD when I was a kid, and I know for sure I have it because when I took the pill, when I took, like, the Adderall, it turned me into a zombie. And, like, that's...
Zombified.
If you have ADHD and you take Adderall, then you get... But if you don't have ADHD and you take Adderall, it makes you wired. I don't know why that happens.
That shit makes me sad. I don't know.
I haven't taken it since I was a kid.
I don't like parents that put their kids on Adderall. I mean, I guess if you want them to focus and shit, it's good, but...
Well, some people
like,
are just misdiagnosed.
Let the kid be a fucking kid. Let the kid be a kid, man.
Exactly.
Yeah, as an adult, having ADHD as an adult sucks. When you're a kid, you're just hyper.
Exactly.
Which is normal.
That's what I was going to say.
But when you're an adult, you have ADHD and it's just like, you can't focus on everything. You have sleeping problems. Like, I have terrible time sleeping. If there's a song sleeping. Stuck in my head or I, like last night, I was having a hard time sleeping because my brain was just like playing Elden Ring.
Well, I like, that's been living rent free in my brain too. I understand.
Sometimes that happens. Like if I spend the whole day playing RuneScape or the whole day playing, like when I played Halo pretty heavily when it first came out, my brain would just think about the game and I would dream about the game and like, I'd have like frustrations in my dreams and shit. And, yeah, I don't know. It's just like I have a super, super fucking active brain, and I hate it.
I think wish TikTok I could just veg is rotting out people's brains.
Uh huh. Yeah,
it definitely is.
People's
like, on
attention
a fucking...
spans are getting a lot shorter. I think ADHD is on the rise because of social media and shit for sure.
Yeah. I would believe that because TikTok is just like so fucking instant gratification, like
it
every
is.
Tenth of a second. It's like
you're training your brain to. Only be satisfied by things that are instant.
Yeah, and it makes
scientific proof.
Get into that. I refuse to download it and do it.
People are like dopamine addicted freaks now. You know, if they're not entertained in 4 seconds, they don't care about it anymore, which makes my job harder because I literally have people on Omegle. I'll be like, "Hey, you want to hear a song?" And they're like, "Okay, you have 5 seconds." I'm like, "Fuck off." Like 5 seconds? That's their attention span
dude,
now.
YouTube, I mean, TikTok, I feel like TikTok definitely fucked YouTube up.
I'm worried about the generation after us a little bit.
Yeah.
I really am. Just, I don't know, like our parents probably thought we were fucked because we're playing games and on the computer.
Yeah.
But it's, I don't know, dude, it's so much worse now, I feel like.
Yeah, we sound old.
We are, dude.
It's just concerning, though. Like, I'm all for, you know, progressing and making things better, but I don't know. I feel like things just are dumbing down now. I feel like we've progressed to a point where now we're just, like, making ourselves retarded.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
That's what I kind of feel like's happening in the world.
Because the thing is, when you're training your brain to only be happy with instant gratification, how else are you going to get that in the real world?
Everything else is going to bore you. You're going to zone out.
Like, you're not going to find a woman and instantly be in a relationship with her. Like, you have to... There are so many other things in life where you have to be patient. Spend a lot of time and work on. Like, you can't... Like, there's nothing else in life that's instant like TikTok. Nothing. Except for, like, beating off.
Shitting.
I guess you're really fast at it. Yeah, shitting. Eating, I guess.
Shitting should be our instant gratification.
Yeah. If it goes beyond shitting, you've gone too far. Come back to shitting.
Dude, I've been shaking my legs right now because I have had to shit for the past 10 minutes. So can we stop talking about this?
You know that feeling of like when the turd's like turtleneck and it's coming just out of your butt.
I keep
butthole.
Feeling like I need to fart, but I start going to fart and I can feel it like...
And it like starts like touching your chair and you get that slight relief. That's almost out. Oh, yeah.
You got a little dartboard in your panties.
I like shit a lot.
Yeah, me too. Shitting is great. Remember when I was watching one of our old podcasts and we were like, oh, here we go, talking about shit again. Remember we used to talk about shit all the time?
Yeah, I never stopped.
Like, you couldn't
do
one podcast without bringing up shit.
I never stopped. I stayed in the hood, but, you know, you guys started talking about other stuff.
I never left the shit hood.
Yeah, I went to shit college, so I had to get out of the hood.
You dropped out like a turd.
Shit you.
I plopped out of shit college.
Shit you. Here at Shit University.
That sounds like an insult by somebody who doesn't know how to cuss.
Yeah, like a foreigner's like, shit you, buddy.
Shit you, bitching mother ass.
Yeah, it's my favorite college, pal.
I used to, did you guys do that when you were younger? You would like, when you first learned how to cuss, you didn't know how to cuss, right?
I still don't know how to cuss, right?
I'd be like, damn piss fucker.
No, you don't.
You titty swigging.
Titty swigging, yeah.
I would go that. Outside where my parents couldn't hear me. I'd be like, you damn piss it ass fucker titty.
just to cuss because it's like.
Yeah, get it all out of your system.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Motherfucker. I'm going to take a dump bad.
I mean, you can go if you want. You're a fast shitter.
Nothing's stopping you from dumping.
Yeah.
Is there somebody in the hallway right outside the door, so I don't want to...
You don't want to nuclear blast them? What do you mean?
knock them over.
If it makes you feel any better, there's probably 30% of the people listening to this right now shitting.
Yeah.
I get comments all the time that are like, true. Thank you for doing, like, uploading, because you're making my shit better.
Really?
Like, you're the best toilet entertainment ever. Thank you.
Dude, yeah. Some people, I don't know why, but some people take long shits. Like, they'll sit on the toilet for, like, 2 hours. It's weird.
2 hours?!
That's how you get. That's how you get fucking dingleberries.
Oh,
that's how you get your fucking guts sucked out of you.
I think people just like. I think what happens is people sit down, they shit, and then they just use that like bathroom time as like they just watch like
it's just
YouTube videos and stuff.
I mean, I used to do that on my job. Yeah, I would take some long shits at Chick-fil-A for sure.
Really?
Yeah, because I didn't get a break usually, so I had to go in there and just. Shit my brains out for about 20
getting
minutes.
Getting paid to shit, baby.
Yeah. Well, that's what I do now, but.
Getting paid to shit good. Versus getting paid to shit post.
Yes. I wonder if those people shit and then just sit there or if they're majorly complicated. Constipated, not complicated.
Complicated.
Yeah, they're real complicated human beings.
Maybe they shit, but like the first shit is kind of just like a little bit.
And you then, think they're
then,
like
then
pinching it off?
10 minutes goes by, and then they shit off a little. Well, I mean, sometimes I have that too, where I'll sit down and I'll shit, right? And I know that it's not all of it.
Yeah, it's a double decker.
Yeah,
it's a double decker. I have to sit there and wait a little bit for your stomach or your colon to go, and then you go,
wallop.
Yeah, and then you just big old blast, and you're like, oh, that's the one.
Yeah.
What I hate is like going in the bathroom shitting. And then instantly wiping, getting up, and going back into doing whatever you're doing. And then 10 minutes later, you have to go back again and shit.
Mm, yeah, it's just
dude,
like,
I hate having to shit after you get out of the shower. That's the worst. I just get back in the shower. I just get right back in.
Yeah. Yeah, that does suck. Sometimes it's like, yeah, it's bad though.
I scrub my crack.
Nice, man.
Sometimes you shower, and you get out, and you dry off, and then you put your clothes on, and then like 20 minutes later, you have to shit.
Yeah.
Like you can't just jump back in the shower.
That's why I just shit
just
in the
shit
shower.
In the shower.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Honestly. Shit in the shower, yeah.
It all goes to the ocean.
Yeah, it'll end up around a sea turtle's neck or something, but who cares? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. This is just an amazing podcast.
It feels, for some reason, it feels quieter to me. Like, it's almost like the volume levels are just lower.
We're missing a fourth
this feels
of
like,
our heart.
This feels like the NPR. Like NPR.
We're missing
just,
a fourth of our beating heart.
Well, miss him. Where is he? Even when we have, like, Grizzly or Gummy here, it's still, like, more active, more to talk about.
Well, yeah, there's another and human the problem, being.
The problem is two out of three of us right now
have heart disease.
Yeah, use code GOONS.
You guys both have heart disease? Damn.
2 out of 3 of us don't really have interesting lives.
Okay, so. Speak for yourself, buddy. I think my life is interesting.
You're delusional.
Okay.
I'm going to need you guys to go commit a crime or something.
Just to,
what do you want me to do?
Just talk about on the podcast?
Yeah. I don't know. Go throw a Molotov into... your own car or something. That'd be interesting. See what happens. Take a risk.
See what happens? I'll destroy my car. Then what?
It'd be interesting, though.
I'd be like one of those Florida Man headlines. Like, Florida Man, like, lights a Molotov and burns down his own car for no reason. For a good meme.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Elden Ring.
I could talk about Elden Ring.
How far along are you in the game, dude?
I've beaten it. I'm on my second character.
Oh, so you fully fucking beat the motherfucker.
Oh, yeah.
He nerded out on it.
Did you do it like all the little quests and everything?
No. I there's like most of the NPCs I try to do quests for end up dying. So I did a lot of shit wrong, apparently. So But I did like the main story shit. No, a lot of the side stuff, I mean, that would take you forever. Like, every dungeon.
What even is the main story? I don't even know, like...
I don't know.
I don't know how to follow along with the game. That's the problem.
Don't spoil.
I wish there was some, like, just a teensy bit of, like, guidance. Not, like, a ton.
There is.
There is.
There is. It's there. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know how to do it.
Pay attention.
The game wants you to explore, though. That's the fun of it. That's part of the fun.
They direct you. Like, the NPCs will tell you, and then, like, literally the bonfires on the map point to where you're supposed to go.
Oh. Yep. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Touch Grace, McNasty. Touch Grace, plus L, plus
touch
No Maiden.
Touch Grace. Yeah. I touched a lot of Grace. I just found out, like, after playing for, like, 5 hours, I found out that you can run. I didn't even know that.
Oh, my God.
I feel your pain, bro. I feel your fucking
peasants.
Pain.
Peasants.
So I was just rolling everywhere.
It's not Zelda.
It's not Sonic.
Yeah, well, the fun part about the running in this game is you develop claw hand, so your index finger on your right hand is going to be deformed by the time you're done with the playthrough.
I was telling dude the other day, I was like, dude, I just figured out you can fast travel and use your horse. I was fucking running to everywhere. Like, I was walking pretty much and running to every spot.
That's rough.
Damn, it's almost like there's a tutorial that tells you that shit.
I know. I didn't read. I don't like to read games.
I feel like I just kind of assumed that. Like, when I opened the map and there was, like, these little gold things everywhere, and I just, like, clicked on one, I was like, oh, you can fast travel.
Yeah.
I didn't even know how to open my map.
Bruh.
Really?
I was just running back to places by memory. Like, oh, this is part of the game.
I honestly, I kind of respect that.
You made Elden Ring harder
bit.
Than it needed to be.
Yeah, he's doing some sort of Chad, like, no warp run or something.
Yeah. Warpless speed run.
Yeah.
I'm so ready to beat it so I can watch the speed runs of it, because I know they're going to be fucking wild.
People have already started no hit runs. Happy Hob, he's... Dude, that guy did a stream of no-hitting every Souls game back-to-back and did it. He played all of them in sequence.
Holy shit.
And didn't get hit one time. So,
really?
Yeah, now he's trying to do it to this game.
That is actually fucking nuts.
It took him years to do it, but man, that's just crazy. That's some crazy shit.
Do you think it's worth it?
Nope.
No. You don't get anything for it.
Well,
do you think the streaming... Yeah.
He's a big streamer, so... Yeah, I mean, he's got a lot of, like, notoriety and, like everybody knows, like, Happy Hob, he's, like, the best of all time, right? So, you get that from it.
But that's the thing, there can only be one of the best of all time, you know?
Not unless someone challenges him and tries to take it.
Well,
what are the chances that you're that?
The speedrunning community is very competitive.
Yeah.
Very, very competitive.
Yeah. Well, what are the chances that you're actually going to even get close to what he does?
Zero for 99% of people.
Yeah, but there's always going to be people trying to take it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've seen lots of people no-hit particular games, but not Dark Souls 1, 2, 3, Demon's Souls, Sekiro, and fucking...
Bloodborne.
Yeah, all back-to-back.
See, now he's going to have to do all that
and
Elden Ring,
which is...
Yeah.
Honestly, there's some bosses in this game I don't know. I don't think you actually can no-hit them, so I will be impressed.
Yeah. God damn, such a good game. Game of the year, no doubt.
Yep. It better be.
Yeah. Unless, like, Among Us V2 comes out in the middle of the year or some fucking stupid shit.
Yeah.
Can we get an Elden Ring Among Us mod?
Dude, I really wish that Among Us didn't just fucking die. Because that game was pretty fun. I remember playing it. It was a lot of fun.
The mods, I think, kind of destroyed it, to be honest with you. Once it got past the proximity chat mod, well, the way YouTubers were recording it and shit. Some of that stuff was
over the top. There was a huge gap between, like, the time where people stopped playing it and then the mod actually came out.
Yeah, but... Yeah, I mean, I would unironically play it again. I thought it was fun.
Remember, the game was out for, like, 8 months before they released a new map. It's like, dude, it's a fucking 2D mobile game.
Yeah.
It cannot be that hard to make a map. I think it was just the fucking... I think it was the, like, the greed of the company that kind of fucked them over. Because they could have easily just hired, a big team of people and...
Yeah, it was, like,
put out
people
a bunch of new content.
Originally, yeah. Right? So
yeah, but they easily made hundreds of millions of dollars, and they were just like, yeah, we're going to try and keep all of it and not pay anybody. Do it ourselves.
Yeah, I feel like with a game like that, since it's so simple, you got to keep putting shit out for it, or people are going to get sick of it quick.
Yeah, because it's like you just do the same thing over and over.
Yep. Kind of like that with YouTube as well. Gotta switch it up on them.
Yeah.
Kind of like these nutties.
Dude, TikTok, I've been posting my shit on TikTok lately, and I think it's helping my channel.
I was on your TikTok the other day, because one of your things showed up on my For You page. Yeah, and your shit's getting good views.
Yeah, dude, I know. It's like, it's because, like, recently I got the original at. I got the original McNasty ad on TikTok.
Yeah.
And I think I became part of, like a program or something to where, like, if something happens to my TikTok, I can go talk to a TikTok person.
Yeah.
And they can, like, help me restore my channel or whatever. But, ever since that happened, it seemed like every post I make now is, like, a million views, no problem. And, I've noticed my subscriber growth. I've gotten, like, 3 or 4K more than normal, even though I haven't posted a video in, like, a week.
Yeah, TikTok's nice. No joke, man. I have had a few clips of mine go super viral. I mean, I think everybody and their mom who's watching this podcast has seen the, would you guys be there for me if I was going through something? No. Like that
I
one.
And those two.
That shit was bringing in like 20K subs a day just from TikTok. Completely outside source, you know? It's crazy.
A lot of my shit has gone viral on TikTok as well.
Yeah. I've tried posting some stuff, but it never goes well for me on there.
I think I might end up just like hiring someone to do that for me, manage a page for me or something.
The reason I ever even made one is because that one guy was literally just pretending to be me. And I was like, I don't want that to happen. So.
There's a few channels, pages, what do you call them? Profiles on TikToks? TikTok pages that have like 300-400K, then they just post my shit. So I should probably follow in your footsteps.
As long as they're crediting you and they're giving some kind of like
Source
back to you. Yeah. Like, there's a guy I recently found, and I don't know if I should, like, say something, but the way his page is set up, he was posting, like, a bunch of random videos for a long time that weren't doing anything. And then out of the blue, he started posting my shit. Like, strictly not your shit, not Soup, not Blarg, not anybody else, just my shit from my videos.
Yeah.
And, like, every video is doing well. And then so it says credit to McNasty in each of the caption. Not my actual ad, it just says credit to McNasty. And on his page, he has like a link to his channel. But at least he's saying credit to McNasty, but I'm not sure if I should like, I don't know. I'm probably not even going to bug with it. Because he's not pretending to be me at all. I mean, he kind of has his own thing going on.
Yeah, that's tough. Because if you feel like he's pulling away from your views. See, that was like my issue with the clip stuff on YouTube. Is that there are people who will post my stuff and then it's more of an incentive for them to go just watch the clips rather than my whole Omegle video. So
whole video, right,
It just depends on their intention. Like we've said before, the way Simpoppy Rick does it is kind of the golden standard for...
Oh, for sure, stuff. Yeah. Simpoppy Rick, he's very, like, makes it a big point that it's not his content.
He tells people, please go support the original, you know, and shit like that.
Yeah. It's just the weird thing is this guy was posting a bunch of random, like, clips from, like, TLC shows, like, random old viral YouTube videos, just a bunch of random stuff.
Just anything he likes,
And then he posted one of my clips, and then it got real big, and then it's just been nothing but my clips.
Of
like
course.
Like, 4 or 5 clips a day.
Yeah, you hit that algorithm, like baby.
Spamming a bunch of my old stuff, and I'm just like, eh. But he's putting credit to McNasty in each caption, so it's not like he's not pretending to be me. I just don't know if he's like, it seems like he's using my clips to gain followers.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah,
definitely.
Which is, it just kind of rubs me the wrong way, I don't know.
Yeah, it's, stealing your creative content, yeah. Nordgard.
What is the Nordgard?
Yeah.
Well, gentlemen.
This has been the Elden Ring podcast.
This has been the Elden Ring
Play podcast. Elden Ring! You won't regret it.
I'm sure everybody has.
All right.
Well, are we done?
Yeah,
now,
I guess
fellas?
So.
I think so.
Woo!
Yay.
All right. Yeah. Well,
tons of energy going on.
If you guys enjoyed, please be sure to let us know by liking and commenting and subscribing to our YouTube channel. If you're listening on Spotify, please be sure to download. It helps us out. We greatly appreciate it.
Do it or else.
All right, goodbye.
Goodbye. Peace.
Hey, Keurig coffee drinkers. Did you know that the bold, smooth taste of Dunkin' cold coffee can be brewed in your Keurig coffee maker and enjoyed at home? Dunkin's cold K-Cup pods were crafted to be brewed hot and enjoyed cold. And of course, they're packed with the Dunkin' flavor you crave. Brew over ice and sip in seconds. Because the home with Dunkin' is where you want to be.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.